Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday from London. And this is the Jaguars team meeting room on the road here in London. Now, Denard Robinson has had 3 weeks in a row of fantastic results rushing the football. 94 yards rushing this past week. But the one positive to me in this ball game this past week was the positive sign by Toby Gerhart. It looks like he's getting healthy. Let me show you a couple plays. Look at Toby Gerhart here getting out on the screen. Once he catches the ball, he gets upfield immediately, utilizes his feet, but not only that, the power. The combination of speed and power, which is the reason why the Jaguars signed him as a free agent, was displayed on this screenplay. Nice job, Toby. This one, a third one, Toby Gerhart. Watch this. Power. Boom. You see how he attacked the defender and kept on running, ran through the defender? That's the Toby Gerhart that I saw as a Minnesota Viking. Positive signs because you got to have two running backs in the National Football League. All right, now everybody knows I'm a former defensive lineman. I like to see the defensive lineman do well. Some of these guys got to represent a little bit better. Some opportunities lost in Cincinnati. Let's take a look. The first one, A.J. Green catches the pass. He's cutting back to the inside and he takes hit. And all of a sudden the ball pops out. Oh, look at this. We're going to slow it down here. Look at this. Avery Jones has it right in the breadbasket and he doesn't catch it. Well, I know there's a reason why we play defensive line, but come on, Avery. That was a gift. The next opportunity loss for the defensive line. Roy Miller tips the pass at the line of scrimmage, and this is a tough one to track. Chris Clemens, it's in the air. It's in the air. Oh, he touches it, but he can't quite bring it in. Come on, Clem. That's a play. You can represent defensive line across the nation. In the National Football League, offensive linemen get very creative on finding ways to block defensive linemen because they're so big and so strong anymore. And Mike Pollock of the Cincinnati Bengals found a way to block Roy Miller. It's called the Olé block. Let me show you. Roy Miller has the advantage with the alignment when he goes up the field. Pollock knows that he can't reach him. He can't get in front of him. So what does he do? Just like a bullfighter, he does the Olé. But part of that Olé, kind of a form to the back of the helmet, disrupting Roy Miller's track. In our last play, the young quarterback, Blake Bortles, I thought got a little bit better against the Cincinnati Bengals, but there was one read. His wide receiver bailed him out, and that was Allen Hurns. Take a look at this. When Blake Bortles drops back to pass, take a look. He's got double coverage, an underneath defender in Terrence Newman and an over-the-top safety. This ball should not have been thrown, but look at the adjustment that Allen Hurns makes coming back underneath of Newman to make this touchdown catch. And by the way, congratulations, Allen Hurns. You have tied the Jaguars' rookie receiving record with 5 touchdowns, and you got a lot of games to go.